This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. It's a beautiful season in the borderlands of southeastern Arizona. Days and nights are cooler. At our home near the banks of the Ojalote, overnight temperatures are in the 40s, and a second layer of clothing is required for at least a couple hours in the morning. An extended monsoon gave us much-needed rain, and though it has departed, there is still damp soil turned by a shovel, and a drive into the hills will show creeks and seeps running. Those last storms came with a lot of drama, and arroyos and creeks and rivers ran higher and faster than most folks had ever seen or heard of. Many stories of intense rainfall and flooding are still being shared across the borderlands. The Ojalote was no exception, and storms in the hills and canyons that feed the headwaters sent water rumbling down that creek, filling all the side channels and creeping up into the grassland. Luckily, both Ms. Mosquito and I were home on the occasions of the floods, so we couldn't get out. But that's a lot better than not being able to get in. We spent a lot of time walking along the banks of the creek, watching trees uprooted and swept downstream, creek-crossing fences disappearing to become some tangled wire jumble somewhere downstream. At one point, our dog Farley, who was walking with us, saw dogs way across on the other side of the creek and decided to go confront them. And despite my shouting, "You crazy, you crazy," he plunged into the creek and was swept away. I doubt you could have heard Ms. Mosquito and I shouting, "No, no," over the roar of the water as we saw Farley's bobbing head disappear downstream. I ran tripping and falling along the bank. "No, no, you crazy son of a bitch, no, no." And by the grace of dog, Farley came climbing out onto our side a couple hundred yards down. He was quite apologetic for days and even hesitant to enter the lower and calmer creek, testing the water slowly. Me, I couldn't sleep for three or four nights thinking of the what ifs. Oh, on a less stressful, less dramatic note, it's another fall full of grasshoppers. Grasshoppers hatched from eggs in the spring, and they go through several molts or instars. I'm being general here because I'm sure different species have different ecology, biology, but by fall, mature grasshoppers are mating and eating across the land. A walk into the grassland produces hundreds, hopping, leaping, and flying in front of you. And oh my, those grasshoppers that have functional wings, you know, those that can fly have colorful hind wings. They have a forewing and a hind wing. It's the hind wings that can be quite colorful depending on the species. We see many, I think it's called a northern red-winged grasshopper. Its hind wing is red with a black band, and they make a very cool clicking noise as they fly that I learned is called crepitating, as in, quote, "adults often crepitate noisily during flight," unquote. So I've seen blue-colored wings and yellow wings, but listen, this season I'm seeing many horse-lubber grasshoppers flying. Horse-lubbers flying? Their hind wings are so red with black edges. That's right. I don't remember ever seeing so many flying lubbers, flying Teniopoda equus. That equus means horseman. I think that's Latin for horseman, the specific epithet. Huge black horse lubbers flying. Is that cool? It's very cool. Their back legs extended behind them and red hind wings flapping. It is a beautiful sight. I mean, horse lubbers crossing the road, you see that all the time, you know, mating out on the road, coming out to eat their crushed brethren. But to see them flying, it is beautiful. I see them perched on bushes warming up. But to see them flying, it's unbelievable. Listen, I read that only a small percentage of male horse lubbers actually fly. Male flying horse lubbers. Flying, clumsy galoots, that's what they are. I chased a couple in flight to see where they're going. I wondered, can the females see them way up there, 10, 15 feet high, up there in the air, you know? "Hey, girls, look at me, I'm flying. I don't know where I'm going, but I'll be back soon." I doubt that the females care. I've read that male horse lubbers mount just about anything, from lizards to other species of grasshoppers, and with any luck, a female horse lubber. Oh, my. But still, flying horse lubbers, flying with red wings high over the grassland. It's beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Muskete, and this has been Growing Native.